wondered if you'd talk about the Bryce Harper homer to really clinch the pennant for the Phillies, because boy, that's an incredibly powerful special moment. I was sitting there watching with my dad in Lambertville, New Jersey, you know, and I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It was such a great moment, and you kept your calm, and I think that one went pretty well. I hope you feel like it went well.
Yeah, that was that's kind of the moment when you grow up wanting to do the World Series and do big time baseball. Like, that's the moment, right? How often? That's like a once in a generation type moment where not only does it win the game, not only does it win the series, but it's the biggest star doing it. Because in basketball, you can give the ball to LeBron James. In football, you can design a handoff for the running back that's going to bowl it in over the goal line. In baseball, the game has to line up for the biggest moment to fall on the plate of the biggest player. It lined up, he came up, and it had the backdrop of the raucous Philly crowd, which is so much part of what made the Phillies run special. It had the light drizzle, which added to the drama. And then it was a long at-bat that gave us a chance to set the story, and it ended the way it ended.
Bryce said this week, "I live for these moments. This is why I came to Philadelphia. A decade in the majors, but these moments few and far between. None bigger than this one." On the seventh pitch, Harper hits one in the air, left center field.
It was truly the perfect storm for a moment like that. And yeah, you hope another example, Matt, that you can draw a line to a player. You hope that as a broadcaster, you can be at your best in those biggest moments, because like a player, that's how you're going to be defined. Like, people are going to make up their minds whether you're good or not in other moments, right? They listen all year. But I think, like, how is Bryce Harper really going to be remembered? At this point, that's one of the things he's going to be remembered for. And I think it's similar for those of us that are lucky enough to sit in these chairs. You're going to be remembered based on how you caption and capture the biggest moments. So you hope that you can come up to the plate and do what Harper did.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. I was definitely thinking about at that moment, cover of Sports Illustrated at 17 years old and actually living up to the hype and being seemingly a good, solid human and a good, stable ball player. And so the swing of his life, like, it lets you think about all of that if you want. Some people might not have had that context, but I know as a viewer, I sure did. So swing of his life kind of gives you all of it if you want it.
Yeah. And that's the goal, right? Like, I always say, it's not just home run Bryce Harper and the Phillies lead. To really do it justice, it's got to be, you got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean? And I do this nightly with the Dodgers. And that's one of the sneaky, important things that's happened in my career, is how good this team's been since I took the job in LA. So I'm in my eighth year now. They win 100 games a year. And it's like 15 of them a year are the most improbable comeback wins or no hitters or something that you've got to capture. And how do you get good at those moments without having the moments happen in front of you, without being lucky enough to be in the chair to have them happen? It's kind of a catch-22. Like, you're not going to get these chances unless you show you can handle them. But how do you show you can handle them if they don't happen in front of you? I've been so lucky to be in a chair where they happen in front of me a lot. And that's been a great way for me to get better at them and learn how to best handle them, learn how to slow the heart down like a player again, and how to kind of wrap your mind, like, anticipate that those moments can happen. Right. So, for example, you go into bottom of the ninth inning, Dodgers are down 2 runs. There's a chance they're going to win this game in walk-off fashion. And you start thinking at that point, what would that mean? You know, like, were they down 9-1 in this game and now it's 9-7? Well, then it would be one of the great comebacks. Do they have a 5-game losing streak and this is going to snap that? Wrap your mind around the bigger picture, because at least for me, I'm not smart enough to have the moment happen and just bam, all this context, and here's the perfect way to capture it. I'm trying to wrap my mind around what it would mean and then hope that the right words come out based on that little bit of work.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When the World Baseball Classic rosters came together, and you saw that Mike Trout was on USA and Shohei was going to be on Japan, you start to dream of the moment you got to end the entire thing. So what is that? It's like a year and a half or 14 months, something like that. And for it to come down to that, that's another storybook thing that people felt on many different levels. Somebody watched their first WBC game that night or saw on Twitter that this might happen and jumped in. And some people like you and like us were following along for 14 months. Just how the hell do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Until I got in it and started doing the games, it felt like the WBC assignment felt like a bit of a nuisance in the way of getting ready for the real season. So I can't say that I was like, oh, baby, USA, Japan, maybe could be. It wasn't until, first of all, we got in and it was like, this is pretty cool. You know, the environment's really good. The guys were clearly into it, that I started to very much enjoy it. And then you start to see as we headed to Miami for the final round, like, oh, okay, like there's a chance that, USA could play Japan. And then in the days leading up to it, like once it became clear that it could be those two teams, it was like, oh boy, Otani could be available. Like Japan started to say, yes, he could be available to close the game. It wasn't until the day of that game, really, or maybe the day before, where it's like, man, can you imagine like Trout against Otani with it. And then not only to have it happen, but to have it happen in the bottom of the ninth with the, you know, with Trout representing the tying run, to have it go to a full count. That's another one of those once in a generation moments, because so many things lined up for it to become that without one of the elements, it isn't as special as it is. And it had every single one of those elements to build it up and make it that.
Impossible Theater. The regal excellence of Japan, the overwhelming talent of the United States. And in a one-run game with two gone in the ninth inning, the dream matchup. Otani, Trout. Otani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Otani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.